Moments after Saturday's vote repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell, senators of both parties lauded gay troops for their service and sacrifice. Republican Susan Collins of Maine.
I want to thank all of the gay men and women that are fighting for us today in Afghanistan and in Iraq. We honor your service, and now we can do so openly.
Gay service members targeted under Don't Ask, Don't Tell speak of repeal as a cathartic and healing event. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Victor Fehrenbach flew combat missions over Kosovo, Iraq, and Afghanistan, and was handpicked to patrol the skies over Washington on September 11, 2001.
I felt like a second-class citizen, and I think today just is a great day, and not just for gay Americans. It's a great day for the country and for the military as a whole. I feel like more of an American today, and I feel prouder of my country than I have in years.
Although far from pleased, even staunch repeal opponents acknowledge the societal implications of allowing openly gay service. Retired Army Colonel Robert McGinnis speaks on military affairs for the Family Research Council, which lobbies against the expansion of gay rights.
This is Congress's stamp of approval on homosexuality, and as a result, I think that the courts will pay attention to that. I think the broader culture will pay attention to that.
Gay rights battles extend beyond military service. Many gay Americans also seek the right to civil marriage, which is currently allowed in only a handful of states and the nation's capital, and is not recognized at the federal level. Exclusion from marriage denies gay couples many benefits their heterosexual peers take for granted, from joint tax filing privileges to survivorship rights for Social Security benefits. Lower federal courts have found the U.S. law preventing recognition of same-sex marriage unconstitutional. Another federal court has similarly ruled against a California ballot initiative banning same-sex marriage. These cases are being appealed and are expected to reach the U.S. Supreme Court. Georgetown University law professor Nan Hunter says the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell will not go unnoticed by judges and justices deciding other gay rights issues.
This particular change will have a big impact because there has historically been so much symbolism associated with military service and concepts of citizenship and responsibility.
Hunter adds that nothing is guaranteed when it comes to judicial decisions.
That doesn't mean that a judge or a court is going to say, well, gosh, the Senate repealed Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Let's just rule this way. I mean, that's not the way it works. But unquestionably, the old days of simply being able to assume that gay people are immoral and therefore entitled to less protection, those days are over.
Public opinion polls show an evolution towards greater acceptance of homosexuality and gay people. Pew Research Center survey director Scott Keeter says young Americans are the most supportive of gay rights.
What's happening is every new generation that comes along is coming in more tolerant, more accepting, more comfortable with this kind of diversity.
Keeter thinks gay people's increasing willingness to be open and honest about their sexuality has had a huge impact on public perceptions.
Many more people today than in the past say that they know someone who is gay or lesbian, that they have a close friend or family member who's gay or lesbian, and that has, you know, had the effect of dispelling stereotypes and making people more comfortable.
Keeter notes that conservative opposition to repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell has been muted compared to the furious, polarized debate surrounding same-sex marriage. Keeter says it is possible that gay rights have lost potency as a political wedge issue, or that military service does not evoke the same passions as the institution of marriage, or that U.S. preoccupations about economic matters have crowded divisive social issues out of the national spotlight. Whatever the political backdrop, the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell is unquestionably a watershed event for gay rights in America. Some see it as a landmark event for civil rights overall. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.